So have we executed that guy yet? Have we executed that terrorist yet? Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
I am Doug McBurney. I'm with the shadow government, and I'm here to help.
Hey, you're with the shadow government, and I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice, talk show host.
I love to hear that intro. That sends a shiver up my spine.
Where has it been?
Yeah, that's a great one.
So there's a lot of news to talk about, Doug.
Some huge news.
Huge. In fact, you know, every day the headlines are that major institutions are agreeing with Bob Enyart Live.
That's right. They're coming around slowly but surely. I know, at the top of your website it says moving the world to the right.
Moving the world to the right. So yesterday was U.S. study.
Yeah.
Shows us that spanked kids are happy kids.
Unless they're teenagers and you're still spanking them.
Well,
did you read that part? I don't know if you got to that part in the study.
I don't know that I buy that.
If you're still spanking your kid as a teenager, you've missed the point. You've failed.
Well, you know, I have a
stumbled.
I have a friend who's was a bank president.
Yeah.
In fact, he's on this radio station that we're on right now.
Okay.
And he said when he was a teenager, he was driving a tractor for his dad's farm, on his farm, and his dad came back from town and yelled at him and said, look how lousy you're doing. You got to go straight.
Yeah.
And he said, you want it straight? You do it.
He said this to his father.
To his father.
Oh, man.
His father reached up on the tractor with one hand, pulled him to the ground, and beat him to a pulp.
Well, now beating to a pulp is different.
And he said that day my father saved my life.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Chuck and Larry Bates.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
That's a great story. Larry Bates. And so the researchers didn't talk to enough people.
Yeah.
To know that. And then there was ABC agreeing with Bob Enyart Live that people get grossed out by homosexuality.
ABC agreed with you on that.
Well, they canceled that. Who's that homosexual singer from?
Adam the
some
son
show.
Of
Lambert.
Adam Lambert.
Right?
Lambert.
And so.
Adam Lambert. I believe he's homosexual, so I believe you pronounce it Lambert.
Okay.
The French pronunciation. Anyway, so they can't. That's right. They canceled him.
So
they agree with you.
ABC agrees with Bob Enyart Live that some things are just gross.
Acknowledging that homos make the general audience sick.
In this major U.S. study that spanking is good for kids.
Yeah. Well, now the National Cancer Institute is coming around to your way of thinking.
Doug, this is enormous news. In fact, we're hoping to get our associate producer's trying to get Dr. Joel Brin from Baruch College on the show because, Doug, we're one of the media outlets, one of the few in the country that have warned people what? What have we been warning people for all these years?
That abortion causes breast cancer.
Abortion is a major risk factor for breast cancer.
Right.
Major risk factor. And, you know, cancer rates have generally been going down in America, but because of women getting breast cancer, that group alone has held the overall cancer rate steady.
Yeah.
That group alone.
Which that should be a red flag to researchers and should cause them to look into why is that happening. And apparently they're starting to look into just that.
So, right, because Dr. Joel Brind, he's an endocrinologist.
I can't even spell that.
No, and there are public school teachers listening right now that don't know what that is.
It's very complicated.
But it makes him an expert on things like breast cancer.
Right.
As an endocrinologist. And he was at the National Cancer Institute meeting 7 years ago where it was totally political. And they said there's no link. And the researchers who had all the studies that showed links all over the world, they were completely uninterested in any research, any science, any study. They just said there's no link.
That's amazing.
That was it.
These are scientists.
Scientists.
Amazing.
And Dr. Joel Brin was outraged. Well, the lead scientist researcher who organized that 2003 study, that guy has just authored the latest study, and they list abortion as a known risk factor for causing breast cancer.
Wow. So the truth finally breaks through.
It's starting to break through. Now, you know what? They tell me, look at this. They tell me they think they're going to get Joel Brind on. Now, this is big because this is in the news now.
It's as if the walls of scientific denial are cracking.
Cracking.
Based strictly on the weight of the evidence alone.
On this issue, on creation.
Yeah, and the global warming thing.
Global warming
fiasco. The weight
fiasco.
Of the evidence is simply starting to crack the wall of denial.
For
that 20 the atheists...
years on the air, we've been saying, Bob, in your life, 19 years, there's no global warming other than that caused by the sun.
Right. By the way, it's 14 degrees outside right now in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily unusual.
No, but what it's unusual is this Arctic blast from all over the world.
Yeah, did you see the map?
And
amazing.
And it's getting worse, Doug.
I've never seen so many single digits across the nation on a weather map.
And it's getting worse. So anyway, in a few minutes, hopefully they'll get Dr. Joel Brind and we'll get the latest.
Okay.
So it's the researcher came out with a study. So the NCI, National Cancer Institute, they have not yet put out a press release saying we now agree with Bob and Yurt Live.
They have not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, we're still waiting for that.
We're waiting for that.
Okay.
But the guy who organized their breast cancer conference, he's the one who is an author of the study saying this is a known risk factor. Abortion is a known risk factor. And so is there a crack in the dike? I just used a metaphor. That was
perhaps,
it.
Perhaps there is. Now, while our producer is working to get Mr. Brind on the air, I just want to touch quickly on the other big story in the news. As you know, the bomber, the Christmas Day bomber, the britches bomber.
The britches bomber.
Umar,
the guy who tried to blow up the plane with his underwear.
Yeah, Umar Abdul Idrul Muttalib.
Yeah.
Yes. Americans, fear not. Bob, I know that you were planning on going on a flight soon. You have no worries. The U.S. State Department has announced today that it will revoke the visa of the britches bomber.
Idrul Muhammad.
Umar Abdul Muhammad Muttalib.
He's having his visa withdrawn?
They are going to revoke his visa. Yes.
Why don't they just kill him?
They should revoke his breathing status.
Last night, I think it was on Fox, Dennis Miller said, look, forget about waterboarding. Just put his underwear back on him and blow it up.
This idea is
what you wanted, right? You wanted your breeches to blow up?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Let's dispatch you to Allah via your underwear.
We'll give you a second shot at this.
But, Bob, isn't this demonstrative of how bureaucrats think?
Yeah.
The bombing already took place. The terrorist attack already took place. Thankfully, it wasn't as successful as they wanted it to be. But in a bureaucracy, the wheels turn slowly. So here we are on January 7th.
We're closing the barn door after the horse is out.
We're going to revoke his visa.
6 months ago, that should have happened, when the father went to the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria and said, my son is a terrorist wannabe.
That might have been a good idea.
Right.
But I suppose we could say that the system is working. Because
we'd say that if we were Obama.
If we were bureaucrats.
Obama said the system is working. he means the system where the passengers jump on the terrorists.
No, Obama didn't say the system worked. It was Jack Napolitano who said the system works.
Well, wait, I heard Obama with my own ears.
Is that right?
He said it was a complete failure. But the system is working.
The patient died, but the operation was a total success.
Yeah.
Now, what are the odds anyone gets fired over this? What are the odds?
If the head of Homeland Security didn't get fired after Katrina, Doug, or did he? How about the mayor of New Orleans, the governor of Louisiana?
Right, right.
All those heads should have rolled.
Yes. And heads should roll in this case.
And speaking of global warming, everyone who believes sea level is going to rise by 10 feet, to a last person, they think New Orleans should be rebuilt.
Isn't that strange?
What's with that?
If they worship nature, shouldn't they let nature have New Orleans?
Yeah.
Because I think the sea wants New Orleans.
Right.
And man, anyway.
Yeah.
It's just.
Okay, so what else? Somebody died in prison.
Oh, this is, let's see here.
See, the system works.
You want to see the system work? You remember the fella who went into the Holocaust Museum?
Yeah,
in Washington, D.C.?
The murderer. And he got shot.
James von Brunn?
Yeah.
He shot a guard there and killed the guard.
Yeah.
And then thankfully he was shot in the face.
Yeah, that's a good place to shoot a murderer.
That is a great place to shoot the
fellow. Shoot him in the face and in the chest twice.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Now this guy, a white supremacist maniac murderer, was awaiting trial. He has died in jail of natural causes.
See, and I think we were cheated because his trial should have been over a day or 2 days after the murder.
They had videotape.
They should have just tried him and put him to death. We were cheated.
Mm. We were cheated.
We were cheated, but he's dead.
At least he is.
And he hated the Jews, right?
Yes.
So that's evidence that he's in hell.
Typically, people who hate Jews
go to hell.
Hate God, generally.
Typically.
Yeah, typically.
Now, you don't, it's not like God says that if you love Mexicans, you'll go to heaven.
No.
If you love Orientals, wait, can I say that on there?
You can say Orientals.
If you love Orientals, you will go to heaven.
No.
That's not what God says. He says, if you reject my son Jesus Christ, you will go to hell.
Right.
And Jesus was Jewish.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Jesus, for all you public school teachers out there.
Yeah, Jesus was Jewish. He is Jewish.
Jesus is Jewish.
He was circumcised on the eighth day according to the law.
Right.
And he came from the seed of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, through Jesse, through David. And God loves the descendants of Abraham and said he's going to return to them.
Yeah.
So God loves the Jews.
Hey, speaking of returning to them, did you know it's Armageddon Week on the History Channel?
It is?
It's Armageddon Week.
Speaking of returning to them.
Yeah. Now, on Armageddon Week on the History Channel. Now, the History Channel, if I'm not mistaken, it's an ABC Disney product.
All right.
So they're not necessarily friendly to the gospel or even familiar with the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that after Armageddon, it's going to be very difficult for people here on the earth. They have a number of series.
After Armageddon. Oh, they think we're just going to have to survive
they have
after
a show.
Like nuclear winter.
Right. They have a show nuclear called Hope. After Armageddon.
Yeah. They are confused, right? They don't know the Bible.
What does the scripture indicate is going to happen after Armageddon?
The Lord returns and establishes his kingdom. And he will rule with a rod of iron.
Right. And there will be justice throughout the whole earth.
Yeah.
And there will be peace.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be the whole earth will flow with milk and honey. It'll be the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So after Armageddon week, after Armageddon should be a show portraying an idyllic lifestyle.
Oh, man. Could you imagine how great it's going to be? It will be like the Garden of Eden, but not quite because the creation is still broken.
Uh-huh.
We got to wait for the new heaven and the new earth.
Right.
But, yeah, okay, Doug, the latest update from our associate producer on the other side of the glass is we've got five more minutes, right? They're trying to reach
Joel
Brind, who was in transit in New York City.
Oh. And he's quoted in this article, by the way.
Oh,
there was a press release?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is an article at lifenews.com.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
And, Doug, Dr. Joel Brind says that what was striking by this study put out by a lead researcher with the National Cancer Institute,
right.
What was striking was the way in which the finding of a significant abortion breast cancer link was characterized. Specifically, abortion appears in the data table, which lists the associations found for, quote, known and suspected risk factors.
Oh.
And he said, in the text, the effect of the significant risk factors, including induced abortion, were described as, quote, consistent with the effects observed in previous studies on younger women. So this paper, according to Dr. Brind,
previous studies
provides clear support for the existence of the abortion breast cancer, and this is new. This might be the National Cancer Institute beginning to undo the damage they've done.
Wow.
Now, is abortion wrong because it increases the risk for breast cancer?
That's not the reason it's wrong.
That's not why it's wrong.
No. Abortion is wrong because an unborn child is a person, and a person shall not be deprived of their life without due process of law.
So if abortion was actually good for your health, It would still be wrong.
It would still be wrong.
What if you did an abortion and it was good for the whole family's health, that you kill one baby in the womb and the whole family would be cured of cancer?
That would be murder, and it would be wrong.
What if it would cure the whole world of disease if you killed one baby?
Barack Obama would do it himself. He would perform the abortion himself, I do believe.
Yeah.
It would be wrong, and it would be
because
murder.
He'd save money on his health care plan.
Right.
So, but what would God have us do if for some reason we found out, studying DNA,
right,
that there was this one kid that was in his mother's womb, and if we killed that one baby, we could cure every disease in the world?
God would say, do right and risk the consequences.
Because if you kill that baby because you want to be prosperous, you want to be healthy, if you're willing to sacrifice that child, every pagan culture in the world that killed their children, child sacrifice, that's why they did it.
That's
they did
right.
it for prosperity, for health, for fertility,
right.
which is insane.
That's right.
They
that,
did it for money, it. For popularity, fame.
And how far are we away from that with this embryonic stem cell research, where we're actually killing little babies and taking their body parts and doing experiments with them? How far away are we from the Mayans and the Incas and those who sacrificed their children?
Speaking of the Mayans, you said it's Armageddon week on the History
Armageddon
Channel.
Week, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're doing this. It's only 2010. What are they going to do when it's turning 2012? They're going to go nuts.
One of those shows on Armageddon Week is all about 2012 and how the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world.
One of the Christian radio shows, we mentioned Chuck and Larry Bates earlier.
Yeah.
And Larry's great story about when he was a kid.
That's awesome.
His father setting him on the straight and narrow. Straight and narrow rows with the tractor.
Yeah, setting him on the straight and narrow. Literally, he set him on it, on
right.
his ear.
Right. Well, another great Christian radio show in Denver a couple days ago was talking about 2012 as the prophecy for the end of the world. And he was saying Christians should be wise enough to know that this is an absurdity. There's nothing to this paganism as compared to the Word of God.
Amen.
It's just bizarre.
Where are the Mayans today anyways? I mean, can you find me a Mayan? If they knew so much and they could predict the end of the world, find me a Mayan.
Now that's
find me a Mayan philosopher.
It's not funny what happened to the Mayans.
No, it's not
right?
funny.
But that's funny. If they knew all this.
If they were so advanced and so brilliant.
Where are they?
I want a Mayan philosopher to call in right now.
When you go to Rome and you go in the Colosseum.
Yeah.
And you think this is where the Caesars were killing the Christians.
Yeah.
It's very powerful, Doug. It's very emotional to be there and see the trapdoors where the lions would come up and kill the Christians.
Wow.
And to think Caesars. Where are you, Caesar? You're dead.
Where are the Caesars?
The Caesars are dead. The emperors are dead. Their imperial cult where they declared themselves God and you had to worship them, they're all dead.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
That's right.
And every Christian who trusts in him will rise to live forever. And Christianity in our world, there's over 1 billion people now. Not all are true followers. But over a billion, approaching 2 billion people trust in Jesus Christ or believe in Jesus Christ.
That's right. And virtually everyone in the civilized world has heard his story and had an opportunity to make a decision about their life based on that story. By the way, I want to mention Britt Hume. You were speaking about Fox, and I'm not sure if he's on Fox News, but
What
a move,
Fox.
Is it? Britt Hume came out and said the only thing that can salvage Tiger Woods' spiritual health in his life is becoming a Christian.
Yeah, we played that audio right here on the show. And he not only said that, right? He said Buddhism, there's no forgiveness or redemption in Buddhism. He needs to convert to the Christian faith. And then on O'Reilly, he said specifically, You heard that too, Doug? He said he needs to believe in Jesus Christ.
Way to go, Britt.
Because in Jesus Christ, there is forgiveness. And Ann Coulter has an article today that's just, you know, people are enraged at Britt Hume.
Yeah.
On MSNBC, they said he's just like an Islamic extremist.
Oh, is that right? He didn't say Tiger Woods should be blown up.
No, or innocent children should be blown up.
No, I didn't hear that.
He's not killing people, blowing up bombs.
Huh.
he said Tiger Woods should look to Jesus Christ for forgiveness, and they say, well, he's just like a terrorist.
Wow. Jesus is a truth bomb to those on the left.
Everyone who works at NBC, truth bomb.
MSNBC, Jesus is like a truth bomb to them. It's like a bomb going off in their face. They hate it.
Yes. So Ann Coulter wrote a hysterical
column. Oh, I've got to check it out. I did not know that.
WorldNet Daily today. And through her column, Doug, she quotes Bible verses that we only hear at Denver Bible Church.
Oh,
there are Bible verses that are so deeply hidden in the scriptures that no one hardly could find them.
Yeah.
Like she quoted one of our favorites at Denver Bible Church from Colossians 2 that when Jesus Christ was crucified, that God nailed the law to the cross with Jesus.
Ann Coulter quoted that verse.
Ann Coulter.
Wow.
She quoted John 3:16. She quoted Ephesians 2:8 and 9 about salvation by grace through faith.
Well, way to go, Ann. That's awesome. I'm going to have to check this out. It's on WorldNet Daily,
It's a stunning column.
Okay, I'll take a look at that after the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
So that's awesome.
She was supporting Brit Hume, as we do.
Yeah.
We thank Brit Hume for having the courage to speak the name of Jesus Christ, not while cussing.
Yeah, amen.
Not while cussing, right? Because that's okay.
All right. Now, speaking of things that make you want to curse, Bob.
Yeah.
A new medical facility, in quotes, is opening down in Houston, Texas.
Mm.
It's a 78,000-square-foot facility being constructed by Planned Parenthood, it will include a surgical wing equipped to provide late-term abortions specifically.
So this will be then the largest abortion facility in the country.
It will supplant Denver, Colorado with the largest abortion facility. And oddly enough, the clinic is located in a part of Houston that is surrounded by black and Hispanic neighborhoods.
Come on, that just can't be true, Doug.
Can you believe it?
They did it here in Denver. They put the clinic in a Hispanic neighborhood. We've been pointing this out all over the country. Planned Parenthood abortion clinics go in minority neighborhoods.
Always.
Because that's where most of their business comes from.
Most of their business comes from killing minorities.
And Margaret Sanger was a racist eugenist who was supportive of the Nazis.
Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Founder, and they still give a Margaret Sanger Award every year in her name.
Yeah, last year they gave it to George Tiller's wife here in Denver.
No, that was a different award.
Oh, that was a different award.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry.
Close enough for
something
government
like
work.
That. Yeah.
But Margaret Sanger hired a Nazi eugenist to write articles for her newsletter called Birth Control Review.
Mm.
And they still honor her, and she was a racist, and more children from the fit, fewer from the unfit.
Wow.
And to her, that meant blacks.
And they continue today.
Yeah.
The thing is Houston, Texas is considered the buckle of the Bible Belt. You know, have you ever seen the Texans? They have the belt buckle shaped like Texans.
Right, but this is in Houston.
This is Houston.
That's where they just got that lesbian mayor.
Houston obviously hitting below the Bible Belt.
This is below the Bible
Belt. All right, now I want to let's get to this article.
Let's go no, we've got big news.
Okay.
Dr. Joel Brin from New York City is on the line. Dr. Joel, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be back, although I'm not back with you. I'm in New York. Finally, I'm out of New York City rush hour traffic.
All right, well, I'm thrilled to hear that. And in studio is Doug McBurney, Dr. Joel, and he's a follower of your work, as I am. And there's news today that the National Cancer Institute researcher who organized the conference some years ago that said there was no link between abortion and breast cancer, he's now put out a study that seems like he's acknowledging there is a link. Could you explain it to us?
Well, that would be she. Her name is Louise Brinton. And
all right.
She is one of the division chiefs in the Division of Genetics and Epidemiology in the National Cancer Institute.
All right, thank you.
And the National Cancer Institute is the government agency. It's the biggest of the NIH institutes, which is worldwide dependent upon as the arbiter for what causes cancer and what does not.
Mm.
And they convened a political charade 7 years ago in February of 2003 in order to officially proclaim that there was no abortion breast cancer link. And that's what's still the message on their website, and the NCI officially has that position. Now, this Louise Brinton was actually the senior scientist there at the NCI who had organized that so-called workshop of 100 international experts. I was one of them. The
so-called workshop. There was no work done, I don't think.
Well, it was political work, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, courtesy of our tax dollars, of course. But she was the organizer, basically, of the workshop that was done, you know, at the behest of Bush's new, at the time, appointee to the directorship of the National Cancer Institute, Andrew von Eschenbach, to basically put out this fire, which was started by, at that time, there were 28 members of Congress who petitioned the Department of Health and Human Services to stop misleading the public and saying that there didn't seem to be a link. So anyway, they supposedly reviewed all the data, which they didn't. It was, as I say, a political charade. But Louise Brinton now is a co-author on a study which happens to be about the birth control pill, but they also included the data on abortion.
Well, and the birth control pill, they say with women who've taken these oral contraceptives, they have found a 320% risk increase for breast cancer.
Wow.
Over those who have never used an oral contraceptive.
Well, what's interesting about this study, well, there are two really, it's kind of a double-barreled smoking shotgun, if you will. The first barrel is really has to do with the birth control pill, and that is that there has now been a subdivision of different kinds of cancer based on certain markers that are on the cell surfaces that can characterize different types of cancer. And one of the worst types, which is there, depending on the population, in between 10 and 20% of women who get breast cancer, is something called triple-negative breast cancer.
TNBC, which is extremely aggressive.
Yes, extremely aggressive and resistant to known methods of treatment.
Okay, and it's actually with TNBC cancer, they found that 320%
exactly.
risk
in other words,
increase.
TNBC cancer is known to be of higher prevalence among younger women, African-American women, and women who are overweight. And now this study says it looks like they have found this particular cancer is the one that really is caused, at least in part, by the birth control, what we call contraceptive.
Well,
steroids.
And we've been warning people on this show about that. Nurse practitioner Lolita Hanks has done a heroic job about that in Colorado. Dr. Brin, we only have another half a minute.
Oh, wow.
So I apologize for that.
Well, an NCI researcher now says that this is that they have confirmed and found that that induced abortion in this study is a significant risk factor, 40% increased risk, and that is in line with earlier research on young women. She says now, as a co-author of this study, how does that jive with what is still officially said on the National Cancer Institute website? She needs to be challenged publicly. Is this a change? Are they backtracking or just, just playing some fancy footwork?
Well, maybe they're beginning to undo the harm that was done, though they're embarrassed. Thank you, Dr. Joel Brin.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
God bless you. Doug McBurney,
amen.
Thank you. Petitions, call Personhood Colorado. God bless you all.